maybe, Mario, just maybe I could throw the hippest party this month your way.
Still.
It'll be local TV coverage, MTV, BET, VH1. You toss in the buffet for 80 people, record company will pick up the booze, and I will deliver you a truckload of celebrities.
Stu Shepard is a master manipulator who can maneuver in and out of the tightest spots while delicately tap-dancing around the truth. He's clever enough to use a pay telephone to call his girlfriend so his wife won't see the number on his cellular bill. But when the phone in the curbside booth rings, Stu answers it.
Yeah.
Don't even think about leaving that booth.
Wrong number, pal.
I'm aiming at you right now. Can you feel it, Stu?
Did you call me Stu? Who is this?
Someone who enjoys watching you.
The unseen sniper is in one of the thousands of skyscraper windows that surround him. Trapped in the phone booth, Stu learns that his tormentor knows about his infidelities and casual dishonesty. And with a rifle aimed at him, this is one situation he may not be able to talk his way out of.
I have a 30 caliber bolt action 700 with a handhold tactical scope.
You're bluffing.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh my God, you shot him.
Colin Farrell stars as Stu, and the Irish-born actor says the themes in Phone Booth can be relevant in any life, public or private.
Ambition at the wrong time in a person's life for the wrong reasons can be a very destructive thing. Maybe. And it's good to have friends. The sniper's kind of a friend of his. I never thought of it like that. But he's kind of a friend of his, you know? He kind of gives him a slap around the head and says, wake up, kids, you're going to be a bad, bad man. Stuart Shepherd is kind of going down the road where, you know, he could become with success quite ruthless within 10 or 15 years. The sniper kind of pulls him back a little bit and puts the mirror up and goes, how cool do you think you are?
What did I do to deserve this? How, why me?
If you have to ask, then you're not ready to know yet.
Kiefer Sutherland is the voice of the unseen sniper who takes deadly aim at innocent bystanders during his siege on the phone booth.
I think of the killing as a metaphor. I mean, in the concept of the picture, what this guy is doing is he's basically saying, I've been a normal Joe my entire life, and I've been held accountable for everything that I've ever had to do, and you people are going to now be held accountable too. This guy is a guy who says, no, you're not a bad guy. But you are now going to be held accountable for what you've done in your life. You're going to be held accountable for the way you've behaved. You're going to be held accountable for the way you treat people. You're going to be held accountable for your dishonesty. And the worst part of it was, as I was doing the picture, I liked the character more and more and more. And I saw more of myself in Colin Farrell's character, which was the other really disturbing part.
Phone Booth has a long history. Originally planned as a project for the late mystery director Alfred Hitchcock, it spent decades in development and was finally filmed in 2000. First set to come out in late 2001, it was delayed after the 9/11 terror attacks, and the studio postponed a 2002 release date when the Washington area sniper attacks occurred. Phone Booth director Joel Schumacher believes the film taps into universal urban fears. He kept his actors on their toes by filming simultaneously with multiple cameras, all aimed at the single location, and by shooting the entire film in less than 2 weeks instead of the 2 or 3 months a feature film usually takes.
I think all the limitations worked for us. We had no time to shoot it, no time to do any Hollywood shenanigans, and I think the camera work is extraordinary. There's four cameras going all at once. The cast is on all the time. They have little earpieces so they can hear each other. We had 2 weeks to rehearse and 10 days to shoot it, and I think a lot of the kinetic energy, the visceral energy of the film is because we were under that pressure too, and I think if we had had a lackadaisical, privileged, pampered way to make the movie, I think it would have hurt it.
You're in this position because you're not telling the truth.
I'm in this position because you've got a gun.
Come on, Stu! Don't you get the game yet?
Phone Booth also features Radha Mitchell as the trapped man's unsuspecting wife. Katie Holmes plays his would-be mistress. And Forrest Whitaker is a police detective determined to bring the Midtown crisis to a peaceful solution. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.